On Saturday, February the 9th, 30 deserving constituents were awarded Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medals at a Yorkton gathering of nearly 200, held at the New Horizons Seniors Center. Though I had anticipated that event with pleasure, the storm that battered the east canceled my flight home, preventing me from attending. I'm grateful for those who ably took my place, including Bob Maloney, Mayor of Yorkton, Greg Ottenbright, MLA for Yorkton, and Colonel Kevin Briskey, a Chief of Staff from DND in Ottawa. 9 days after the event, at an informal gathering held in my constituency office, I had the joy of congratulating some of these 30 recipients in person. From Yorkton and nearby were Jean Briskey, from Yorkton for her outstanding volunteering and leadership in the local community; Vanessa Buchan, from Yorkton for 47 years of foster parenting; Kathleen Connors, for founding Yorkton's Soup Haven, which serves 300 school children each school day; Margaret Cugnett, for her 42-year leadership on the Yorkton Arts Council and particular legacy of the Stars for Saskatchewan series; Dr. Ivan Daunt, for long medical service to patients and community; Jack Dawes, from Saulcoats, for agricultural journalism and other services to the agricultural community; Reverend Richard Gibson, from Ebenezer, for increasing international understanding of West Nile neurological disease; Father Methodius Kushko, for his long advocacy of faith and heritage; Tara Lorenz, for providing education and health care to vulnerable children and women in Uganda; Glenda Nischuk, for active promotion of health through the Complete Health Improvement Program, or CHIP; Leon Ottenbright, for dedicated fundraising efforts for cancer research; Norman Hendrickson, Lily Krotenko, formerly from Kenora, and Sandra Kerr from Saulcoats, all for their outstanding community service. From Melville, we had Barry Diltz for volunteer youth and coaching work and his long career in protective services; veterans Stephen Guliak, Mike Kozakiewicz, and Wayne Renson for distinguished services to veterans as well as volunteer community involvement. From Esterhazy, we had Sister Cecile Richard for compassionate care of recuperating and dying patients; Teresa Robert for spearheading the transformation of 14 acres of abandoned CPR land into Esterhazy Historical Park; Robert Anshelenko for his dedication to preserving the town's historic flour mill as a National Historic Site of Canada. From CAMSAC, we had veteran Robert Jim Woodward for significant community contributions and for championing veterans' causes; Edward Yerku for long and excellent service to the CAMSAC Powerhouse Museum. Elsewhere, we had Joan Eilifson Cadam from Foam Lake for her championing of historic. Lionel and Michelle Hughes from Norquay for significant contributions to the province through their magazine, Prairies North; Mike Kaminsky from Invermay for outstanding community service; Scott Mackey from Hudson Bay for multiple pronged volunteerism, including UN service in Angola; Neil Mayer, Reeve of the RM of Churchbridge, for long and selfless community service; Edward Tetelowski from Kelvington for his long service as mayor and firefighter. The Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medals, in reflection of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth's 60 years on the throne, are all about serving those around us. Each recipient lives well the words of John Wesley: "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can live. Congratulations, recipients, and thank you. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton Melville, wishing you a good day.